Woo. Y'all can be seated. What a word. I'll be short and sweet. I am thankful for Bishop, the man of God. That obeys the Lord and his family. Very thankful. Y'all can be seated. Thank you for standing in honor of the man of God. I was telling someone the other night, I when people honor me, I kind of feel funny, but I know every time people stand, it makes Bishop feel uncomfortable. But you're doing a service for the Lord by honoring the man of God. It's a respect thing. I am very thankful for him. Without him, I'd be lost. Just like I said before, it's like the heart beating in your chest. You got to have it. You got to have it. So I'm going to follow my usual, be all over the board, and y'all can start counting my fact of the matter. If I had feelings, I would not be up here. I'm thankful for my wife. Powerful. Thankful for this body of believers. Thankful for the prayer ladies that meet on Tuesday, the heartbeat of the church. Thankful for the intercessors. Don't stop. Do not relent. Don't stop. Brother Johnson said he was angry with the enemy. You know, in the world when I was a little bit wilder, I knew a few guys that boxed. And if you know anything about boxing, you can tell by the way somebody leads what they're going to do. Which foot they take off on. If they're a southpaw, they're going to be standing a certain way. You recognize that. You can tell by the way they move, actually. You'll be able to see that. So I said that. That's in the carnal. That is in the boxing world or whatever. But actually, when I look in the spirit, the enemy has exposed himself. He's told off on himself. And how he's done that is when the man of God obeyed God a couple Wednesdays ago about the ladies, and then there was probably 100 up here, then he is attacking them. He's attacking my wife. He is showing himself. He has exposed himself just, and I'm just a man. I'm flesh and bone and carnal, but God said it again. He's afraid. He's fearful. If he was not, he would not be attacking. He wouldn't do it. He's chasing him. I thought he was talking to me. I thought, dear God, I got to run. I ain't running. I'm going to turn around and fight that devil. I ain't going to run. I'm not fat. I'm swelled from abuse at home. And I am not running. And I've had whoopings in my life from not paying attention which way they was leading. But I am not running. Don't stop. Keep praying. Pray when you don't feel like praying. Do not let down on the standard. Don't do it. Fact of the matter, here we go. That's two. Dear Lord, I was going to not say that. It's messing with me now. But anyway, I last Saturday, my daughter wanted these calves. So I've got 8 acres in Bernie. And the people that had it before me, she had fences put up. And those fences was hot wires. Well, a hot wire in, and I know I'm in the city here, but Anything, a weed, a stick, anything gets on a hot wire, it'll ground it out and it won't work. It's no good. So these fences are up. So we've got these calves, and I've got them in a pen, and I have got to get prepared, Hannah and I, for releasing them out so they can pasture. So I bought barbed wire. That 8 acres that I live on is the boundary. That boundary was tattered, broken, and it would not hold in what I wanted to put there. So therefore, I bought barbed wire, and I moved muscles that I hadn't used, dear God. This rancher come and helped me, and he was saying, man, you got the 4-barb barbed wire. Well, where I come from, that's what you buy. In Texas, you're supposed to buy the 2. Well, 2 barbs ain't going to cut you like 4 will. And he goes, I know, you know. But anyway, so we stretch this barbed wire, all right? So that is the boundary of my property, and I'm going to keep my cows in. So that serves that purpose. But the other purpose on the other side of that boundary is to keep things out. So let's go to the Word. In the Garden of Eden, the Lord said, anything but this tree. Wait a minute. Now, I don't see no fence there. There was no fence around that tree. And I was not going here, but I'm here now, so I'm there. There was no fence around that tree, and that boundary was set by him saying, anything here but that. Okay, so now here we are in San Antonio, and we have a man of God that's obeying God. So when he sets a boundary just from his words, it's cutting, it's clearing, and it's a clear boundary that we will not go across there. So we have to obey that by submission. But the enemy will do just like he did in the Garden of Eden. Try to get you to cross the boundary. And the way the Lord's been speaking, you're going to mess up not only with the man of God, because you're going to mess up with God crossing the boundary. We're at a point now that the jumping back and forth across the boundary line like you got away with for years was fine then. It's not now. Things are changing. Fact of the matter is, here we are again, 3. I'm conscientious about this now. I'm not going to be distracted. I've made my mind up. You know what? If I never stand here again, I'm going to do my job, which is the armor bearer, and I will obey the Lord to the fullest of my ability. Going to do it? You know, my natural man says, man, they get up here with all these words, and they spread out these sheets and all this, and you got to do that. So I'll study, and I'll look, and I'll pray and fast and seek the Lord. But anyway, I'm going to obey him no matter what. So that boundary was set by the man of God. Fact of, here we go, I'm not saying that. But Sister Hildebrand said more in the hour and maybe, I don't know, it was an hour or hour and a half or whatever, 2 hours, than most preachers preach in a year. And since we're there, if you can make it, listen, I'm tired too, and I drive a long ways to get here, and I'm here late, and I got to drive a long ways back, and then I don't lay in bed. I get bed sores. I don't lay there long. I sleep, and I get up, and I'm gone. But here's the deal. If you are not doing your best to your ability to be here, you are missing vital instruction. That woman right there, she threw a lot. Oh, don't like what the man of God says. It's bitter. Grab it and eat it. Very powerful. If I have to be corrected, correct me. I want to eat it. I want to go forward in the kingdom. And I will impact hell. This church is impacting hell. Impacting hell. Fact. I didn't say it. You go to Job, and you're not supposed to add to or take away, but go to Job, and everywhere it says Job, put F-U-P-C, because there's been a conversation going on. The enemy is afraid. He had to come before the Lord. The Lord knew what he was there for. He let him talk, do his deal. You've been up and down, to and fro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got a hedge around him, yeah? The Lord's got a hedge. Fact of the matter is, there's a man of God in here that had a dream about a hedge of angels. Here. Just because you don't see them, don't mean they ain't here. It does not mean. Fact, they are placed here on assignment. Just like the man of God said with Brother Moore going to where he was, that angel was assigned to him to go there. And because he is there, hell knows it. Do not stop. You are impacting hell. Y'all can be seated. I'm going to quit here real quick. You're impacting hell. So that boundary was set. When the man of God sets the boundary, pay attention. Eat it. If you got to record it, rehearse it back. Listen, pay attention. Be aware of your surroundings. When you're in a dangerous part of town, you just don't go over there with your purse open, your wallet hanging out. You are on guard. So what is different now? We're in a deeper place. We're fighting bigger things. You need to be aware. You got to pay attention. Pay attention to what you hear, what you feel, what you see, and flush anything that goes against the boundary that's been set. Pay attention. I've been in jail. I've always eluded prison, but I've done some time in jail. You just don't turn your back on everybody. You got to have eyes in the back of your head. You got to pay attention to your surroundings. You'll get stuck. That's the carnal. Just because the enemy's afraid, he's a coward, there's no question. He's a liar, but he is still going to try to attack. But just like those dogs that I import and we train them puppies, they take an animal, even right after they're weaned off of their mother, and they'll throw a duck down there with the feathers pulled on it, and that live animal, and Bishop knows exactly what I'm talking about, it's prey drive. The switch flips in them pups, and you see it in their eyes, you see it in their emotion, you see it in the way they react. Same thing has happened here. Through this revival, the Lord is drop things on people. The thing about God is he is omniscient. He's everywhere. He's in control of everything. But you or I do not know everything he's doing. Actually, the Lord can be in hell amongst all the demons and they will not know he's there. Because he's God. So he, in this revival and all of this feed, this word, this nourishment that's been going out, there is things dropping on people in the spirit in here, and it may be months, it may be years, and all of a sudden, just like that pup, that prey drive is going to kick in, and all of a sudden you're going to go, wow, I did not know that I had discernment like that. The Lord just don't pop his gums. He's not playing games. When he speaks, he means it. He said, the enemy is afraid. These are old paths. Stick to the old paths. The narrow, straight way. Wide is destruction. Follow the world. It's wide. Let down the standard. Go that way. It's wide. But narrow and straight. And actually, it's dark at times. You think, why am I? I know why. Because he give all for us. Paul said, I am persuaded. Height, depth, principality, nothing shall separate me from the love of God. Nothing. And the deeper we go and the more I see all the people of God attacked, it just gives me more grit, more determination. Faith is a seedbed for a miracle. It is our job to have faith when they're on their dying bed. Continue to pray. Faith. Sister Moses, you're going to be fine. Pray. Do not stop. Don't do it. Come too far, fought too many other demons to turn around now. And there is nothing outside of the kingdom of God that can separate me. You got to have a made up mind. Y'all stand. And those watching, you know, even if there's other ministers, watch and be fearful. Because if you're not throwing, the old timers would say, the corn in the trough, feeding, they are coming here. And there's nobody enticing them. You know, when you're filled with the Holy Ghost and you're baptized in Jesus' name, there is something inside you, a desire. And you'll sit in a dry, twice plucked up, dead church, and all of a sudden, something stirs you. It's not words. It's spirit. Something you don't see. And only God can do that. So prepare yourself. You don't hold the line. You don't hold the boundaries God has set in your kingdom that you think is yours. If the Lord laid the foundations of the earth and put and created everything into existence, how can you, being a man of God, say, this is my kingdom? You can't do it. That 8 acres I have there, it's not my kingdom. It's God's. If he laid the foundations of the earth, it's his. It's not mine. Don't get it. But you wait and see. You wait and see. Just because saints come here, it's not being enticed. There's something in the spirit. And you're not doing your job, and you've disobeyed God. You have rebellion, and God will not back it. It's not going to happen. You can get angry. You can try to use your influence to manipulate people that are in places to try to change things. It don't matter. Can't do it. You better hear me. The only thing that's going to stop it is repent. Turn. You better turn. You better turn. That's like the man of God marking somebody. It's got to be done. It's his job. Don't matter if you don't like it. It's his job. And if he don't do his job, then he's in trouble with the Lord. But I am so thankful that I do not have a man of God like that. This man's doing everything in his power to line up with the word of God and be obedient. If you think it's easy to come up here and take control of a service and say, we're going to go this way, and that's not planned, wait till the Lord starts stirring you in the gifts. Wait till he starts telling you, go over there and tell that person you need to go this way. You're going to find out how easy it is. It's real easy to talk the talk, but when you got to get up out of the pew and you got to walk over there and say, the Lord said, and it don't sound good to your flesh, we'll see. Tell me how that feels. Tell me. I have to do it. I've got to obey God no matter what. And I'm with you, Brother Johnson. I am angry with the enemy, and I'm going to continue impacting hell. And how I'm going to do that is I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep reading the Word of God. Every time the doors are open, I'm going to be here. I don't want to miss nothing. You know why? Because it will strengthen you. So if you can get here, if you don't show, it's all on you. And you are missing vital instruction. I'm telling you, she triggered me in some of the things she said. When I was an armor bearer in another church, when I invited people to church, and you say this sounds crazy, when I would invite somebody, I'd say, sir, you've never been to our church, but I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to pray, sincerely pray, and I don't want you to tell anybody else. And you tell your wife that I said she needs to pray. She don't need to tell anybody else. And you show up on Sunday and you continue in prayer. And before you leave there, somebody is going to come to you, or the man of God will speak it to you through the word of God. That sounds far-fetched, right? Yeah, because we're carnal. No, it's not. It's God's kingdom. It is not about us. We got it all wrong. If that soul is being stirred, I can't stir that soul. I can talk till I'm blue in the face. I cannot stir trouble. I can't move that soul. What I was going to read in Matthew 10, somebody else has already done it, read it in this revival and don't even remember, but it goes on down and it says basically that shake the dust off your sandals. That's what it says. And it's talking about a city or a house that is people. So if they will not receive you, flush them. It is that time. Cut them off. Move on. And you know why it's so stern? Fact of the matter is, it even talks about it. The Lord says in there that it's going to be something about Sodom and Gomorrah. It says that basically that it would be better. And Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed by fire and brimstone, than them not receiving you. Well, that tells me that's pretty stern. So that means the one that I don't see is moved on them, and he has sent you. And when they don't receive you, dust your sandals off and walk. Go to the next one. That's right. We're going to pray. If you can be here, I'm telling you, I'm not just blowing smoke. You pay attention to your surroundings and the spirit. You pray. Seek the face of God. Submit yourself. Read the word. And we are in waters that are deep. And they're going to get deeper. More giftings. More anointings. It's coming. It's here. The spies went out. What was it? The grapes as big as man's hands. That's what's going on in the spirit. We can't see it. Pay attention. When you see the attack in the body, the way it is, he's showing his hand. He's afraid. Remember who you are. What did the Lord say? Apostolic authority. There is no more powerful authority than that. And you have that when you have the Holy Ghost. I got to shut up here. God, I love you. I thank you for every soul that is assembled here tonight. I bind and pray against any demon, any spirit that would torment. It's not about me, God. It's about you. It's not my kingdom. It's your kingdom, God. These are your people. Continue to stir them, God. Show them things, dreams, visions. Anoint their mind in the word, God. Take them to a place in prayer that they've never been before, God. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for the blood that flowed from Calvary. The authority that you give us, God, when you filled us with your spirit. I thank you, Lord, for the asset to the kingdom, bringing Sister Ruth on, God. ka sato yo shi anda yo si ande a. Isato yo shi ande ha si ondo yo.